I think the biggest challenge that I faced with third year, which is the year that I was most looking forward to and sort of got me through first and second year, is that this is the year where we're sort of expected to come into our own as clinicians and come into our own as people who are going to eventually be providing care for patients. And I think a lot of providing care for patients involves taking oneself seriously. And so far in third year, I found it really difficult to take myself seriously because the way that it's set up in terms of rotations, you're being constantly sort of shifted through this, all these different rotations, all these different systems, all these different communities, constantly trying to learn how that community works, who plays which role, what role we play, and just meeting people all the time and having to redefine yourself, reintroduce yourself all the time. And I basically have just felt like I've lost touch with who I am throughout the whole process because I feel like I'm always morphing to be somebody that fits a certain role in each community. In certain rotations, the role of a medical student is very defined and very clear. They want you to show up, at 7 a.m. and they want you to pre-round on your patients and, you're given the opportunity to present your patients and really be involved with their care. And then 2 weeks later, you'll be shifted to a team where no one tells you what you're supposed to be doing, no one tells you where you're supposed to be going, and your role in the patient's care is totally, just undefined, and you easily feel like you could melt into the wall at any point when you're with a patient, and no one would even notice or bat an eyelash. And I think that it's just become really disheartening and sort of spirit crushing to have that experience over and over again this year so far. And interacting with patients has been wonderful. By and large, patients are eager to talk to you. They're kind, but there's also some patients who don't take you seriously because you're just a medical student. They ask you, "Oh, you're a resident?" And you say, "No, I'm not a resident." And then you say, "I'm a medical student." And it's like, "So you don't even have your degree yet?" And you say, "No, I'm just learning." And some patients just really have no tolerance for that, and they don't want anyone who isn't officially, certified or what have you to be involved in their care. And so that's another place where you sort of feel like, what's my value? What's my worth as a person? I think one nice thing about this year is that I've moved out of the dorm that all the students lived in, and I moved into my own apartment. And so I felt like at least when I'm at home, I can take myself seriously, and I, have to call the cable company to check the balance, and have to do the dishes, do the laundry, take care of myself like a real human being and an adult. But when I go back to the hospital every day, I just sort of feel infantilized all over again. And so it's this constant, wavering between those two identities that is a struggle. And I just hope that it doesn't affect my ability to take myself seriously and see myself as a worthy provider of care in the future and down the line when I'm, dealing with patients who are looking to me to have the answers. And I just hope that I haven't been crushing my own belief in myself this whole time and then, get to patient care and not actually know what to say to them or feel confident about what I am saying. I think a lot of importance has been placed in my personal relationships outside of medicine. And that's been the way that I've sort of been able to ground myself. Talking to my family has been very important. Talking to my partner and being in sort of, what I have come to see more as an adult relationship with people is really important. And just being with people who have a context for me and who know my being and my spirit and can bring me back to that when I myself have sort of lost track. First and second year, you're spending so much time with yourself, crushing the books and sitting in the library trying to isolate yourself. I'm someone who can't study in groups, so I spend a lot of time sort of isolating myself and you know, it had its cons, obviously. It's lonely, and you know, you're not dealing with people all that much. So in that sense, I also felt like, oh no, what is it going to do my socialization skills? And I'm, you know, supposed to be with patients in third and fourth year. But it also does teach you to sort of be comfortable with yourself, and you really take yourself seriously, because you're doing things that are expected of you, and you're taking the test, and you're getting the grade, and boom, you move on to the next thing. And so it's just, it's a predictable thing, you know, you get into your routine, and you have a lot of freedom. It's an amazing experience to be going through that sort of de-spiritization process with another person, you know, and being each other's lifeline. Like right now on my rotation, I'm with one other girl who I was friends with in first and second year, but never too close to. And then we started this rotation together, and we've had some experiences where our egos have been so crushed that we're the only like chance we have to keep each other afloat. And that's been really key to my like happiness during this rotation. And I hope that she feels the same way. And I also wonder if it had gone differently if I had been with someone who doesn't, you know, share my feelings about the whole process, if it would have been even more isolating, because then you would have felt like, oh, I'm the only crazy one who's feeling like no one's listening to me and no one's respecting me and I don't matter at all. And I do wonder, you know, in future rotations if I'll have that experience and what that will be like. It is maybe a necessary humbleization process for, like, a humbling process for some students, and I definitely do think that it's part of this sort of historical initiation into medicine process that's been going on for decades and decades. And it's probably a lot better than it was, you know, at the time that a lot of our attendings trained, in terms of how much respect we get as medical students, how much freedom we get. But yeah, you know, it doesn't change the fact that for me at this point, in my own experience in medical school, which is the only one I have, it's tough. I do have one resident right now who said to me actually today, he's wonderful at engaging us. He, you know, asks us, he, you know, sometimes puts us on the spot and asks us a lot of tough questions. And, you know, he calls you over and has you do things that you feel like, oh my gosh, am I ready to do this? But the great thing about him is that he engages you in your own learning and really is invested in, you know, making us become better doctors. And he said to me today, I don't mean to put you on the spot ever, and I don't mean to make you feel like you're doing things that you're not ready to do, but I felt like I went into this field because I had one resident who was invested in my learning, and I want to do the same for my, you know, for my students. And so there is also this new opportunity that I see in the future to know what it's like to be a medical student who is sort of under this like invisibility cloak, and to honor that memory and, you know, change it by like paying it forward to other medical students and hopefully being a better teacher for it. Hopefully I will be able to engage my own medical students in the future and teach them things and respect them and learn about them as people. And hopefully I won't let like the demands of my own job at that point, you know, erase these memories that I have now as a medical student.